Under Newman's plan, school boards would be able to hire whomever they choose. There would be no state teacher or administrator certification. Newman says it would attract qualified, practicing experts to the classroom.
I have such great confidence in the people that run our school boards, our local people. I am totally confident that the local people know better for their kids than the people do here in Madison.
Newman would also lift the enrollment cap that currently exists from Milwaukee's school voucher program and open the program to anyone regardless of income. Newman is partner in a company that runs voucher schools in Milwaukee and Phoenix. He said he'd also like to set up a system across the state where choice, charter, and virtual schools can compete with public schools. Newman also says he wants to cut state mandates on local schools by half.
So what the folks in Wisconsin should expect to see, they should expect to see a very intense focus on getting the dollars we spend in education into the classroom and eliminating the red tape and the bureaucracy that goes with it and costing so much money.
Newman says cutting mandates would result in savings of more than $1 billion. As to which mandates he'd cut, he said he'd leave that to a special committee made up of experts from public and private schools. The state Democratic Party seized on that part of Newman's plan. Party Chair Mike Tate issued a statement saying that the plan would amount to the gutting of education budgets and would lead to teacher layoffs and crowded classrooms. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.